Hello, my dear listeners. Welcome back to Timeless Stories. Here we go back in time to relive magic and adventure and explore mythology. We are listening to stories about Goddess Durga from India, and this is the last story of the season. In our previous story, we visited Madurai in Tamil Nadu, which is in the south of India. Today, we listen to the story of a form of Durga known as Brahmari. Now, we visit a demon or asura known as Arunasura as he is getting ready to pray for a never-ending life. Not surprising, right? Most of the demons did that. Shall we find out what happens to him? Come with me. Come on, let's go. Long, long ago, there lived a very powerful demon called Arunasura. Like most asuras, he wanted immortality, a never-ending life. So, he went to the Himalayas and started praying to Lord Brahma. Brahma is one of the three main gods of Hinduism. He is also known as the creator of the universe. Arunasura prayed for years under very, very difficult weather conditions without food and water. Lord Brahma was happy to see such devotion and appeared in front of Arunasura. "Open your eyes, Arunasura. I am pleased with your prayers and have come here to bless you. What do you seek?" Arunasura was overjoyed that his prayers had worked. He had happy tears in his eyes. He bowed to Lord Brahma and asked for immortality. And you know, this is not something that is ever granted. So Brahma said, "I'm sorry, I can't grant you that. Ask for something else." Now Arunasura was very well prepared to ask what he wanted. So he said, "Please, dear Brahma, grant me a wish that I should not die in a war or by any weapons. I should not meet my end in the hands of a two or a four-legged creature or god." Brahma thought for a second. He granted his wish and disappeared. Arunasura thought he was being extremely clever. He said that he should not die in a war or by the use of any weapons, and that no two or four-legged creature could kill him. So he became extremely arrogant after getting this wish. He thought he was better and more powerful than everyone else. So he called on all the other demons to fight against the gods. The demons or asuras made him the king. And he, of course, started troubling humans and gods. So he was being extremely cruel. Indra, the king of Devas, was worried. They all ran to Vaikuntha, where Lord Vishnu normally lives. They called a gathering of all Devas to plan about how to deal with Arunasura. But you know what happened? While they were all busy discussing, Arunasura and his army began invading other kingdoms. He seized a lot of special weapons by force. And as he continued his destruction, he reached the Himalayas near Mount Kailash and shouted, "Oh Shiva, come fight me. I have come here to defeat you." Durga, in the form of Parvati, was also there. Shiva and Parvati had heard of the boon granted to Arunasura. Parvati said, "Shiva, I have a plan to put an end to this cruel asura." She shared her plan with him. Parvati then stepped out all by herself, just alone, to meet Arunasura and his army. So no weapons, not even like a ride. Remember, she used to have a tiger or a lion? So nothing this time, just by herself. Arunasura said, "I know you have destroyed some of the other asuras, but you can't kill me." Durga, in the form of Parvati, said, "I know I can't, but I have friends who can help me." And she closed her eyes for a minute. And all of a sudden, a giant swarm of bees and wasps appeared from nowhere and stood in front of Parvati, as if they were waiting for her command. Do you know what bees are? Well, bees are flying insects with six legs. They are very good pollinators, which means they transfer pollen from one part of the flower to another. And that is how fruits and seeds are made. Our plant life in the world depends on pollinators to survive. How wonderful is that? Now, back to the story. What was the wish that Arunasura was granted? That's right. No two or four-legged creatures or gods could destroy him. So what a clever plan. Who knew that these tiny insects with six legs were a part of Parvati's plan? As the bees and wasps gathered around Parvati, they hung around her. And Durga took the form of Brahmari, the goddess of bees, and directed the bees towards Arunasura and his army. The bees attacked Arunasura and his entire army. The powerful Arunasura, the mighty Arunasura, was brought down by an army of tiny six-legged insects. After seeing Arunasura's great fall, the insects returned to Brahmari and hung around her. Brahmari thanked all of them, and then they cleared up. And that is how, my dear friends, the mighty Arunasura was brought down by Brahmari. No weapons, no force, just tiny insects. It just goes to say, no matter how big or small we are, we're all powerful in our own way. Did you know that there is a temple for Brahmaramba Devi, which is another name for Brahmari, in Sri Sailam, which is in Andhra Pradesh in India? Brahmari is also a form of breathing that is taught in yoga. It's called Brahmari Pranayam. It sounds a bit like the humming of the bees. That is the last of Durga stories, my friend. I hope you enjoyed this season. As always, if you did, don't forget to leave a rating. We are going to take a break for now, so enjoy listening to all the stories we have so far. We have about 80 stories. Can you imagine that? I am Divya, and you're listening to Timeless Stories. Thank you for listening.